when the tiny African-American community on Georgia's St. Simon's Island set out to save its one-room schoolhouse, it did not realize that the building was a link to an historic effort to combat racial discrimination in the segregated society of the early 20th century. The Harrington School doesn't look like much. The abandoned building is surrounded by a rusty metal fence. The roof has holes in it, some wooden siding has fallen off, and it badly needs a coat of paint. The school looked so dilapidated that 2 years ago, community leaders and even the local historical society had given up hope that it could be saved.
They said that the building just wasn't worth saving. And you could just look at it and tell that it was going to fall in a minute, so let's tear it down.
Amy Roberts has lived on St. Simon's Island all her life and has fond memories of the school. She attended first grade there in 1953 and remembers lessons in and out of the classroom.
How many children can say that they went to school and it was out in the yard and they saw a caterpillar do the cocoon thing, and then you waited so many days or whatever and then you saw a butterfly?
Harrington was built in 1925 as a one-room schoolhouse for St. Simon's African-American community. Segregation laws at the time banned black students from attending school with white children. Hundreds of the island's black children went to elementary school at Harrington until 1954, when the Supreme Court ruled U.S. classrooms had to be integrated. Students were transferred to the island's other, formerly whites-only, elementary school. Harrington continued to be used for social activities and a daycare center, but by 1970 was abandoned. The vacant building soon became an eyesore, and developers began to eye the property. Concerned that the school might be torn down, Amy Roberts started the African American Heritage Coalition to preserve the island's heritage.
If it's not done, if it's not saved, then eventually you would not know that we existed here on St. Simon's. Everything of African American heritage has been torn down.
In 2009, despite years of effort by the coalition, Harrington was slated for demolition. But weeks before demolition, Patty DeVoe, a historian who lives on St. Simon's, took a closer look at the building. She realized the old schoolhouse was part of a bigger piece of history, a mass of 1920s philanthropic movement called the Rosenwald Fund. Its purpose, explained Georgia historian Jeannie Syriac, was to promote small community schools as a way for African Americans to get an education.
At the very core of that movement was the involvement of the community, sympathetic whites, and philanthropy merging together to do what today we call partnerships.
Julius Rosenwald, the man behind that partnership, was head of the retail giant Sears Roebuck and Company. In 1915, he donated startup money to encourage African American communities to build their own schools. By the late 1920s, the fund had contributed to more than 5,000 educational buildings in 15 states across the South, and one in three rural black children was attending a Rosenwald school. There's no record whether the Harrington School actually was a Rosenwald school, but Syriac says its design and community location make it a model of what the fund was trying to do.
This particular school kind of embodies to me what was going on with the communities at the time, because in many African-American communities, it was African-American families that gave land for these schools to be built.
Besides land, African-American communities donated labor and materials, and the county government contributed teachers and money. Since it was part of both the island's African-American heritage and the Rosenwald legacy, it was now doubly important to save the Harrington School. The local historical society commissioned preservation architects to evaluate the building. Amy Roberts and everyone else were surprised by their findings.
They went through it and they talked about how sound it was and how, you know, I mean, they've never seen anything like this. I mean, it was like in great shape.
Architects are developing restoration plans and the community is making suggestions about how the building will be used. Roberts dreams about what the new Harrington School will be like someday.
It's going to be a lot of things. It could be a building that school kids can come and visit and find out what life was like in a one-room schoolhouse. It would.
And maybe there will be a caterpillar or two in the front yard for a science lesson. For VOA News, I'm Philip Gratzer on St. Simons Island, Georgia.